this whole thing is potentially the greatest mistake ever made in all human history. It's one of those incidents that's so nasty and just weird and doesn't really register to the modern mind very well. And it's worth asking at this point, what the hell's going on in the mentality of the American psyche? One thing was for sure. It's no longer firmly attached to reality because, you know, these people were fed up enough to vote for madness. That shows you how much Americans had had it, because that's usually a bridge too far for people in this country. But the fact that they were willing to go to it shows how desperate and fed up they were with the way things are. But why? In my opinion, the problem was in this time period, there were a lot of people who felt like the way they conduct their lives, you know, was on the decline. And of course, there was a huge argument over, you know, whose fault it all is. At the same time, we had political groups, you know, with bombings and bomb threats virtually every day, domestic terrorism. And by this time, enough tensions and incidents had happened that a very large chunk of the American population detests another very large chunk of the American population. And to be honest, it's hard to blame them. But, you know, if you think you can't live together and don't want to, this little experiment of ours that's 200-some years old ain't gonna work anymore. And we're gonna go down a road where there's no easy way back. Because the country will be torn apart. And when something like that happens, it's easy to see how we get sucked into a murderous peasants' war because there were so many poor people who felt that the system locked them into poverty. And so, you know, the problems and anger and desire for retribution in that era in U.S. history reminds me of an old forest, one that's rotting and bug-infested and choking the light from the ground. And it casts this huge shadow over the United States, and nothing can grow, and it's just stagnant and dying and not going anywhere. It's a waste. And then a fire comes. And thus we drift towards unparalleled catastrophe.